that foundation greater work. Paul explained this mystery. He said, death worked in me, but life in you. He said, all of these things that happened to me, they happened to me so that Christ might come out of me, that you might have life. My suffering bring you life. You start from where I am and move on into your life of greater work. A mystery of God when he said, in that day I shall do a quick work and cut it short and righteous. Why? He finished all the workings of Christ through people and gave them to you so you can start quickly from that state and move from there by spirit and truth, not by letter knowledge, but by spirit and truth. And these things write,
and these things write,
we unto you,
we unto you,
that your joy might be full,
that your joy might be full.
You not have to work for him, or take many long years,
many long years,
to enter the fullness of joy,
in the fullness of joy.
But by grace and love,
by grace and love,
I give it to you,
I give it to you.
And then from there, with my fullness of joy,
with fullness of joy,
you start and move,
start and move
into greater ministry,
in greater ministry,
in this way,
in this way.
John did speak 'em,
John did speak.
You can take my ministry,
take my ministry,
and all of its suffering,
and all of its suffering,
and become my children,
and become my children,
through Jesus Christ,
through Jesus Christ,
and grow up greater,
and grow up greater.
Father God,
Father God,
then my ministry,
then my ministry
will be a prophet,
will be a prophet
to you and I,
you and I,
and we'll rejoice together,
we'll rejoice together
throughout eternity,
throughout eternity.
That I suffered for you,
that I suffered for you,
and that you obeyed, and carried it to its fullness,
and carried it to its fullness.
Then you and I,
then you and I,
in Jesus Christ,
in Jesus Christ,
we'll rejoice together,
rejoice together.
This simple mystery that you're not your own, you're bought with a price, ready to submit to the ones that Christ has chosen, that Bible comes alive and power begins to move. Love and dominion. The religious world, world of man, is continually declaring what kind of ministry I have. I have a great ministry. I confess to you plainly, just as plain as I can speak, And you've seen great works move through me, but I'll tell you real plainly, I don't have any ministry. I don't have any ministry. Except what was given to me through other people that Christ chose. I tell you the secret. I found out, revealed to me, that I could collect all the workings of all God's people from Genesis to Revelation, and then I could inherit what God did through. You don't believe that, do you? It's true. I never worked for one bit of my ministry. I received it as a gift from the things that God did through people. Starting with His Son, Jesus Christ, and from then on, right out of the Scripture. A collector, but not a collector of letter knowledge, but a collector of spirit and truth of this Scripture. Raise the dead, heal the sick, no problem. Just go here and spiritually steal that ability right out of these Scriptures. Spirit and truth. You can steal it right out of there. How am I going to steal it? Prophesying it? No. How am I going to steal it? Studying it? Just saying it? Confessing it with my carnal mind? No. Prophesy it. Sing it. Let the Spirit work it out in your life. First thing you know, it's flowing. Get the ability somewhere to turn the power of God on a person. Just blow on them. Somebody catch you. Where do you get that? Right out of the ministry of John. Read how that Jesus breathed on them, said, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." That as my Father sent me, I sent you, I so send I you. I read it, believed it in my heart, began just by the Spirit to sort of prophesy to myself. First thing you know, the ability by the breath. No, that's a simple little old thing I'm showing you. Real simple little old thing I'm showing you. But it's a real simple way. You want to pick it up? You're to the place now that you have, God has given to you a family, a heavenly family of finished ministers. And all I'm for is to point you to them, explain them. That's all, demonstrate them. You want to get this Bible? Pick out somewhere there in the New Testament and start singing it and prophesying it. You want to see something build in you? Do it. Say, well, it won't be perfect the first time. No one said you were going to get it perfect the first time. I just said start doing it. No one expected you to get it perfect the first time. How long am I supposed to do it till it's perfected in you? I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
So why should I choose?
So why should I choose?
Who I should follow?
Who I should follow?
When Jesus Christ.
When Jesus Christ.
Hath given unto me.
Hath given unto me.
Perfected ministry,
perfected ministry
of all his people,
of all his people,
and he's given unto me,
given unto me,
the Spirit of God,
the Spirit of God,
that I can use,
that I can use,
to bring forth his word,
to bring forth his word.
Prophesying,
or
sing it in the Spirit,
or sing it in the Spirit,
and let his light,
and let his light
come forth in me,
come forth in me.
Religious work that glorified your flesh, you'd probably every one of you do it. But I've told you the way of grace, and I dare say that very few of you are going to do it. Because this gives you no honor at all except the honor of God. I'll tell you what it gives you. It gives you the life of Christ through these ministries. And it comes to you as a gift. Oh, if I condemned you and told you you ought to wear this and not wear that, or you ought to cut your hair and not cut it, or you ought to shave or not shave, you know, some of you, if I put it on you hard enough, you might do it. But I dare say, many of you are not going to do what I told you tonight. You're not going to take this Bible and honor the men that God sent. You're not going to enter into the way of grace. I dare say you won't do it. How many of you will? Okay, we're going to see. We'll meet here in the morning at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, yeah. We're going to move and set the rest of the heavenly family in order.